Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So yeah. Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, March the 23rd of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. I want to talk about or kind of jump into a, not really a new direction, but an expansion of purpose. Everything that I do and everything that hopefully that you are going to be doing and are already doing is expressing, exposing, and expanding your God-given diakonia or giftedness. So today, we want to start a series talking about a upcoming live seminar that I'm going to be doing here in San Antonio, Texas. So I'm going to be doing a live seminar talking about the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA Program. I'm also going to roll out a book that I'm working on right now that talks about the 100 benefits, Clarinomics. So there are 100 benefits, or there are 100 things that everybody that's already a part of the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA program will be receiving. Today, I want to talk about one of the most, it's benefit number 20 in the book, but it's one of the most important benefits. There's a lot of benefits, man. There's over 100. I just listed 100 of the top benefits of the program. So today we want to talk about four questions. It's one question, but it has to be asked four times in each of the four areas of your life. So this question, again, empowers your life or disempowers your life. So we've been talking about that a lot. I want to make sure that you understand how to identify and remove your limiting beliefs, because that is the foundation of whether or not the Clarinomics program is going to be successful for you. And so, again, I will be doing a seminar. I haven't nailed down the date yet, but the seminar is going to be during the month of April, the end of April, around about the same date. 25th is what the date I'm kind of looking at. It will be made available for free for all of the Clarinomics program members. It will be at cost for everyone else. Everybody that attends the program will obviously get a copy of the two books that I'm going to be discussing during the program, the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA Blueprint for Success book, which most of the people that's in the program already have, and then the new book that I'm rolling out that talks about the benefits of the Clarinomics program. So how do you identify and remove your limited beliefs? First thing you got to do is you got to ask the right questions. If you ask the right questions, then you get the right answers. So today I'm going to tell you a question that I need you to write down, and if you're a part of the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA for Success program already, I need you to answer that question and email me your answer. I'll be talking about it later on today when we do our 7 p.m. class, but I want to mention it. And obviously, even if you're not a part of the Clarinomics program and you would like to be or to participate in this one aspect, I need you to also write down the question, the answer to the question, or questions, and email it to me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address again is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Again, I'm going to be rolling out all the details. I'll be posted on all of the social media about the upcoming live seminar. It will also be a pay-per-view webinar, and it will be a conference, an audio conference call. Cost is going to be probably around, you know, $30 or $40 somewhere in there. I'm trying to make it affordable so everyone can attend. What are we going to be discussing? Well, what we're going to be discussing is what I'm talking about here in the next 3 to 5 shows, maybe even 7 shows that I'm going to be doing. Today I'm talking about this question. Now, the questions that you ask yourself, they determine the quality or the path of your life. So your questions that you ask yourself, they form the quest that you bark up on for yourself. If you look up the definition of the word, or if you look at the word question, you will find the word quest. So whenever you ask yourself a question, you are embarking up on a quest. Now, I've said this and I've talked about this before, but the Clarinomics program uncovers the power of questions. And once you understand the power of the question, whose are you and who are you, this leads you to the power of this quest. Now, when you ask the question, you are embarking up on a quest. Now, again, let's define the terms, because your definition and my definition may be different. So your frequency and my frequency are different. So let's all tune, let's all tone, let's all sympathetically resonate, vibrate on the same frequency so we all tap into my intent or my intention. So the word question, again, is something that leads to a discussion. It is something that leads to investigation. It is something that is like a proposal. So a question means that I'm going to ask, seek, and knock. A question is almost a form of interrogation. A question in the Latin, again, it means to ask. So the Bible tells us to use the acronym ASKronym for A. A stands for ask. S stands for seek. K stands for knock. It is an inquiry. It is a form of interrogation. So I need you to inquire. But if you inquire about the wrong things, you're going to come up with or find yourself on the wrong path. So when we question something, we are actually trying to elicit a solution. So a question means, hey, can you give me a solution? So if I got a problem or a concern or an issue, I'm going to do a query, Q-U-E-R-Y. So a question is a query, inquiry, I-N-Q-U-I-R-Y. An inquiry means that I am going to actually investigate. So a query is a question, meaning that I'm going to seek, I'm going to strive. So we got that down. So we know what we're doing. So when I say question, hey, I got a problem, I'm going to seek. Really, I'm going to ask, then I'm going to seek, then I'm going to knock, and you're going to open the door, and you're going to give me the solution to my question. So if I ask the wrong question, I'm going to get the wrong solution. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, if you're not already wealthy to the point where you're saying, Doc, I'm good, I don't need any more money, then that means you need to ask, seek, and knock. If you can say, Doc, I'm good, my health is pristine. If not, you need to ask, seek, and knock. If your wisdom, your understanding of spiritual law, if you can tell me and if you can answer who is God for you, if you can tell me where you're going to be a month from now, a year from now, 3 years from now, and 5 years from now, wisdom, you're good. If you can tell me who the big G is, how universal laws work, you're good. If not, you need to ask the question so that way you can embark upon the right quest. If you're in a great relationship and you get your toes curled every night and you walk around in the daylight with your flashlight looking for your mate because you are so in love with that person that you think about that person 24/7, 365, and your whole purpose in life is to make that person feel like they are the only person on earth. If you are in that type of relationship, you're good. You don't need to ask, seek, and knock. If you're not, you need to go in search. Set out on a journey. You need to go in pursuit of in order to find or obtain a solution. You need to be engaged in an expedition. So I am going to tell you a question that if you make the mistake of asking this question, your brain and your blood cells will automatically project you on a quest. So I just recommend you write it down and ponder it before you ask this question to the universe, which is yourself. So the most important question to ask the universe and to ask yourself, because when you ask this question, you're telling the universe, that means all of the universe, that means universal spiritual laws now are going to respond to you. This is very dangerous. It's just like declaring and decreeing. It's just like when you become an incantation and you are in incarceration, your spirit inside of a flesh body, you've been incarcerated, and you do an incantation that leads to your incarceration. So you are an incarnation of God, but you're asking the wrong question, so now you are incarcerated by the devil, meaning a low vibration. Now, if you want to talk about an entity with horns and a tail and a pitchfork, that's cool. But after you finish doing that, the real devil is a frequency. It's a wave. It's a vibration that creates disharmony. It has nothing to do with religion. It has to do with spirituality. So you are embarking up on a quest when you ask a question, and this puts you in contact with universal
spiritual, not fleshly, laws. So these universal emphasis on the word universal. I'm not talking about the seven hermeneutic principles upon which the hermeneutic laws are established. Those are great. I'm talking about more of the laws of cause and effect. So there are, some people say seven, some people say 12, whatever number you want to use, there's a plethora of them, universal laws. Anytime you ask the question, brother, now this is dangerous. Anytime you ask the question, you are automatically invoking spiritual laws that have been in existence for billions of years. There is a book called the Kabbalion. It's like the word Kabbalah, but it's K-Y-B-A-L-I-O-N. Don't recommend that you read it, but if you want to blow your cookies, knock yourself out. Universal laws. Number one, the law of divine oneness. There's a law that says everything comes from singularity, just the law of singularity. Now, whether you are Greek, Hebrew, whether you are Christian or Satanist, whether you're Buddhist or Hindu, whether you practice Wicca, whether you are Kabbalist, I don't give a beep what you are. It's irrelevant. These laws are higher than that. These are universal. It's a system of order. So whenever you ask this question, the divine oneness, the law of unity, the big G, now tunes his ear in, because now you're on his frequency. You're on his radio station. And you get on the law of unity's radio station by using the law, second spiritual law, second universal law, the law of vibration, the law of frequency, the law of harmonics, the law of cymatics, the law of bioacoustics, the law of electromagnetism. It has many different names depending on the culture by which you habitate in. It's still the same, brother. It's still the same. So please, don't get your panties in the water because I'm using the wrong word. It ain't got nothing to do with letters. It has to do with the freaking spirit. Please, focus on the spirit and the intention, not the words that I'm saying. Focus on the frequency that I'm emitting. This is the universal law. The universe only responds to vibrations. It only responds to a made-up mind. It doesn't respond to wishy-washy, here today, gone tomorrow. It only responds to one thing, win or perish. If you got plan B, universe not talking to you. The God you're talking about is not the God of oneness. He's the God of division. You're talking to a bipolar God. The God you got is the God of cause and effect. You're talking to the God that controls the left brain and the right brain, not the whole brain. I only hang out with the God that is a holistic God. I don't hang out with the God of duality. Now, most don't understand that. That's cool. But when you get ready and you get tired of being sick, you get tired of being poor, you get tired of attracting bad people and bad things, and you know, you're going on dates, and or you are going on job interviews, or you're starting businesses, and they are the result of you asking the wrong question. So when the book The Secret came out, the book The Secret talked about the law of attraction. That's just one plethora of universal laws. Why did that book only focus on one of the law? How can it focus on all of them? There's a law of compensation. We call it the law of sowing and reaping, law of attraction. I mentioned the law of rhythm, another law is the law of perpetual motion, law of polarity, law of cause and effect, law of correspondence. All of these are different types of universal laws. They affect everybody, man, woman, child, animals, trees, grass. Everything is subject to these laws. Now, this is not a show today about those laws. I just need you to understand that when you ask this question, the 12, the 100, the 7, the 10, however many number of laws, because everything in the universe is energy. Let me say that again. Everything in this eon, this age, this skenos, this skion is vibration. Now, God is in vibration. God uses, God expresses, God exposes, God expands by using vibration. So when you want to go on a quest, that's what you do when you ask a question. You are going in search. You are going in pursuit to obtain a solution. So to go on a quest is like you're going on a hunt. So the word quest in the Latin means seeker. So I am a truthologist. I am a researchologist. These are dumbed down terms to say that I am a seeker. I am a quest. So I perform the act of asking, seeking, and knocking every day. So I am on a inquest. That means I am in search of something. Inquest is like the word quest. I-N-Q-U-E-S-T. Now I'm getting to the question. Hang tight. I need to lay the foundation. It's a legal jurisdiction. So I have the legal right, my brother. I have the legal right, my beautiful sister, to investigate and to examine. That's what I'm doing today. I need you to investigate and to examine, however, purpose-based things. You are asking questions that don't establish purpose. So today I'm going to give you the question, the only question that you need to ask. If questions that you ask determine the course and the quality and the path of your life, so if you ask this question, it's going to extend your life. Now, the mistake that everybody makes, remember, the word question means inquest. It means ask, seek, and knock. The word inquest means I got legal rights as a son of the universe, the big G. I am a little frequency of a bigger frequency. So as a mini version of a big, I am the micro of the macro. As a mini frequency of a bigger frequency, I have the legal right to inquire. So I'm seeking information by asking, seeking, and knocking. And the universe, if I ask the right question, the universe, based upon the law of correspondence, it must correspond with me. Universal law. That means the universe cannot return my question to me void. The universe must answer. I don't know if you understand. The law of correspondence says that energy corresponds to energy. So if your question, if your thoughts, which are energy, are concentrated on being unhappy, for some reason or other, you're a little bit off. You're pissed off. You know, things are not going right at home. They treating you like crap on your job, and you're unhappy. So if you continue to have a corresponding energy, or if you continue to, I should say, have the energy of unhappiness, the universe is going to correspond based upon the law of correspondence, based upon the law of resonance, based upon the law of sympathetic resonance, means that whatever energy, whatever thoughts that you have is the thoughts that's going to correspond with you. Let me say it again. Whatever thought that you have is the thought that's going to correspond with you. Now, remember on yesterday's show, I talked about that everything is created twice. That means everything has to be, or everything starts off as a correspondent or starts off as a thought. We went to Hebrews 11:3 and we broke it down. Everything starts off as a thought before it becomes a thing, period. Let me say that again. Everything starts off as a thought, and then a corresponding thought or energy shows up. So right now, what's your thoughts, brother?
What's your thoughts, sister? So you have the thought of,
oh, man, I'm feeling kind of tired.
So the universe must send you more thoughts that produces things that make you tired. So you will be tired all the time because the law of correspondence states that whatever thought that you have, again, the universe must match that thought. That's what I talked about yesterday, bringing every thought into captivity. That's what we talked about yesterday when we talked about attune and atone. So now remember, there are 100 benefits that I am going to guarantee that you're going to receive. Now, I am doing a live seminar here in San Antonio, Texas. Probably it's going to be in the latter half of the month of March. If you can make it to San Antonio, I would love to meet you, and I would love to have you be a part of this seminar. Now, in this seminar, I'm going to break down. I'm going to go over two books that everybody that comes to the seminar will receive. Cost of the seminar would be like, you know, $30 or $40, basically to cover the cost of the books. Right now, we're looking at the date of the 27th, 28th of April. Give you about a month to prepare. If you can't make it to the live seminar, I will record it and do a webinar, probably on my Ustream channel, which I don't really use that much. Then I will also record it on my audio, like we do in 7 p.m. shows, so that way, again, you can pay the $40 and you can listen via audio. And I'm going to go through all 100 benefits that everybody that's a part of the Clarinomic Club, by the time December 27 rolls around, you will have all 100 of these things manifested in your life. One of these things that's going to manifest in your life is this. I made the mistake of saying this question. What do I do to get rich? When I was in my early 20s, I read the book, Think and Grow Rich. And it talked about I had a burning desire, so I had a desire to get rich. Then I read another book called The Science by Wallace Wattles, The Science of Getting Rich. So I set out on a journey, and I asked the universe a question. How do I get rich? What do I need to do to get rich? And the universe sent me everything that I needed to do to get rich. And I never asked the universe nothing about any underlying beliefs. I didn't know I had them because they are unconscious. And so the universe, remember, the big G. Now, there are lesser laws. Maybe you're using biblical laws. Those are not universal. I'm sorry, those are Constantine-versal. Some of them are universal, but most of them are not. Maybe you're using Luciferian laws. Those are not universal. Maybe you're using Wicca. Maybe you're using the Kabbalah. Maybe you're using Buddhism. Maybe you're using Hinduism. Maybe you're using Sufism. Maybe you're using perennialism. I've studied them all. If you want to waste about 20, 30 years of your life, go down that journey, brother. Go sign up with some secret societies. Go hang out with the Skull and Crossbones. Go hang out with the organization that I was with, the Thelemic Order of the Golden Dawn. Go to Google, type that in. Join that organization. Hang out and become a Thelemic. Understand how the universe works according to the law of Thelema. That's not universal law. So universal law, now I'm a universalist. That is actually a spiritualist. So now I understand better because I have my intention. So my intention is my desire without attachment to the outcome. I am attached to the role, not the goal, contrary to popular belief. Now, most of you that's listening to the sound of my voice, you are connected to your goal. What was my goal? I wanted to get rich. So I focused on getting rich, didn't make a dime. Why? I asked the wrong freaking question. This is the question you should ask. I need everybody that's a part of the Clarinomics Temple Building Program to write down this question. I would like for you to, please don't text me. Just email it to me at your convenience, or we can discuss it during our one-on-one sessions. Or just email it to me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. So there's four questions you have to ask yourself for the four areas. So this is what I did when I started off 20, 30, 40 years ago when I was a young knucklehead and I was young, dumb, and stupid. I said, I want to be wealthy, because that's what it said in the book, Think and Grow Rich. Then I said, I want to be healthy. Universe, I'm asking you, how do I be healthy? How do I be wealthy? How do I be wise? And how do I set up a good relationship? That's what I asked the universe. And then the universe gave me a goal. And the goal was, what's your definition of rich? I said, okay, about $100,000 a year. So I want to make $100,000 a year. That was my goal. I never got my role. I never asked for it. I asked for the goal. The universe gave me the goal. Because what did I ask for? I wasn't clear. What should I have asked? This is what I should have asked. This is what you should ask. What would I be being if I was rich? Please write that down. Let me say the question again. If you are listening to the sound of my voice and you want to embark upon a quest and a journey, the universe will send you exactly what you need to be, not do. You're not a human doing. You're a human being. You're not a human being. You're a spiritual being. So the universe will send you exactly the mental disposition that you must maintain in order to manifest the physical reality. So you need to attach to the mental disposition, not the physical. I want a convertible. In fact, I'm going to get me a convertible. They got a new color out. It looks purple, but then it's black. It's called rose black. Google it. I'm going to give me one of those, convertible. Why? I'm going to put Master Teacher 33 on the side of it. That's going to be my marketing tool. I ain't going to pay for it. My business is going to pay for it. I'm going to write it off at the end of the year. That's going to be my company vehicle. Why? Because I can. So can you, if you want to. Nobody that's listening to the sound of my voice right now, by the end of this, by the end of next week, you can have $5,000 in your pocket. If you ask the right questions. And the question you should be asking yourself is, who or what? Or who and what? Who would I be? Being, if I was rich, next question, who would I be being if I was healthy? Next question, who would I be being if I was a wise man or woman? Last question, who would I be being? What role, what character do I have to play to be in a good relationship? The universe will tell you exactly who you need to be. Now, please go to dictionary.com, any good dictionary of your choosing, look up the definition, please, because everything in the universe is an energy, is an entity, it's a frequency, it's a wave, it's a being. It is a mental disposition. See, energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be transformed from one state to another state. It can be transformed from gas to liquid, from liquid to solid. Your thoughts, your body, your environment, your money or lack thereof, your health or lack thereof, your wisdom or lack thereof, your relationships or lack thereof are constructs, structures, or they are a energy in a state. So the universe, again, has three types of energy: positive, negative, neutral. Oh, yeah, nobody talks about it. Now, remember, the powers that be, they only give you, this is the God of duality that you serve. They say, as you eat from the tree of knowledge of good or evil, brother or sister. I don't eat from the tree of good and evil. I eat from the tree of life, a.k.a. neutral. So when I do something, I don't feel shiznit. So if I want to go and masturbate and everybody tells me, brother, masturbation is wrong. If I want to go masturbate, I'm going to go masturbate. I ain't going to feel nothing because my energy is neutral, because I'm not attached to being positive or negative. I came out of the Christian religion. I'm a Christian now. So my energy is neutral, brother. what you feel like after you smoke that marijuana, after you masturbate, after you drink a six-pack, after you play video games all day, after you do something that you say is wrong because you believe that it's wrong, you feel. Guess what happens when you feel bad, brother? Guess what happens when you feel bad, sister? Remember where I started off? The law of correspondence, universal spiritual law, the universe says, hey, this fool is feeling bad. Let's send him more bad events. So once you feel bad, it's a wrap. You are in a perpetual motion. Now you got a paradigm. Now you got a mechanism. Now, we've already discussed paradigms and mechanisms. If you need those shows, email me and I'll send them to you. A mechanism, it operates automatically. It don't stop. It's like a magnet. The way that you pull unlimited energy out of the vacuum, that my buddy that I told you guys, Tom Bearden, he got that circle. He got the clock, and he has a magnet at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. He got some electrical wires hooked to it, and it's ran down to a battery that's empty. And then he has a iron arm on a circle that got 12 magnets on it. And when he spins it, the magnet at the 12 o'clock, I'm sorry, the 1 o'clock position pulls that from 12 to 1. When it gets to the 1 o'clock, the 2 o'clock magnet pulls it to that. The 3 o'clock magnet pulls it, and it goes all the way around the circle nonstop, forever, perpetual motion. And guess what happens? Because that thing is pulling nonstop, because it's a magic net. The word magnetic means magic net. You can do this at home. They got the YouTube video. Watch the YouTube video. So if you want to pull unlimited energy out of freaking thin air, create a magnet in the side of a circle. Attach some wires to it. Now, I know it's not as simple as that, but Tom Bearden got it inside of his book, The Vacuum. You can go to Amazon.com and buy it. And then that goes into the battery. You take the battery out, and he runs his whole house off battery. He got a car that's underneath the floorboards of the car. It's 12 batteries. And he powers his car off those 12 batteries. No gas, no money. He don't have no electricity bill. Now, by law, he can't tell you how to do it. Otherwise, they put a bullet in his head. And you can watch the video that where he talks about it. He's under a gag order by the government. All his patents have been brought by the government. He cannot sell you that device. That's why he don't talk about it. What am I saying? All these energies and entities can use the laws of the universe to manifest and to create whatever they or you want. Now, I recommend that you create what you are designed and gifted to create, because if you don't, you're going to self-destruct. How do I know? I did it already. Now, again, I bought over $1 million in real estate. What did I do? I became a fool. I started spending my money. I started working. I got me 10 women, had them in rotation. I thought I was Don Juan. I thought I was God's gift to the planet. Couldn't tell me nothing. Couldn't even walk through the front door. My head was so freaking big. So, brothers and sisters, positive energy uses the laws to empower you. Negative energy uses the laws to disempower you. Neutral energy uses the laws to ensure and to balance you. Now, I have a book that I'm not going to release until. It's called Ether, this new dark energy that science has discovered. They don't know what to call it. They call it ether. Right now, everything in this universe operates on the Luciferance ether. But there's another ether besides Lucifer's ether. So the prince of the air, you're doing this, you just breathe in Lucifer. It's called a Luciferance gene. Triple dare you to go to Google and look it up. So what am I saying? I'm saying that if you ask that question that I just told you, the universe is going to tell you, hey, be this. Maintain this mental disposition. And when you maintain this mental disposition, it makes you neutral. That means that these entities out there that are negative, they can't change your energetic state. So somebody comes up to you and say, hey, you little short spirit chunker. That's what they used to call me in prison. So I would look at the Mexican mafia dudes. I would look at the Aryan nation,
the Brotherhood of the White, Brotherhood of the Snake. All of these prison gangs, man, they had names to pull you out, to change your disposition, to get you to vibrate in disharmony instead of harmony. That's what's happening to you right now. The only difference is you're not working in a prison. It's your wife that's telling you this. It's your husband. It's your neighbor. It's your supervisor on your job who may not call you stupid, but he implying that you are stupid. You feel his negative energy, and it's changing your energy because guess what? You're attached to the job. Instead of being attached to the role, you're attached to the goal. Your energy is not neutral. Your energy is either positive or negative. People tell me all the time, well, Brother Will, I don't understand, dog. So you mean tell me being positive thinking is wrong, brother? Absolutely. Because guess what happens when I come along and I make your thinking unpositive? What you going to feel? Well, brother, negative thinking is wrong? Absolutely. But neutral thinking, like if I don't respond to carrots, how can you manipulate me? Remember I told you all the witches, what did they tell me? We can't pick up your aura and your chi. Could you please stand for something so that way we can manipulate you? So if I'm for black power, all white people got to do is come along and say, we are against white, we are against black power. In fact, we think all black people should be put on the ship and sent back to Africa. What's going to be my response? I'm going to get angry. Why? They disagree with me. I'm not neutral. Now, again, I'm talking about if you want results in your life. Now, let me be more specific, because you need to follow your own roadmap instead of following somebody else. See, life is not about me. Life is not about you. Life is about us. Because we're all members of one body. So if I can get my spleen to fight against my liver, what's going to happen to me? Dead man walking. If I can get my left kidney to say, you know what, I don't want to do the function. I don't want to filter all blood. I'm tired. I don't want to be a filter. If my kidneys decide that I don't want to do what I'm designed by God to do, I want to do what the heart does. And if my kidneys decide, says, heart, move over, we want to pump blood now. And the heart going to say, no, I don't think so, kidney. Your job is to filter out waste products out of the blood. But the kidney decides it's going to be a rogue cell. The kidney decides, I'm here to do my will, not the will of my design, not the will of the universe, not the will of my father. The kidney decides that instead of doing like Yahushua did, the kidney decides they want to worship Yahushua, but it's not going to do its design. So that's what you're doing. You are designed by the universe to do something, and what you said is like, yeah, no, doc, I'm not going to do that, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to a strip club tonight and make it rain. I ain't got time to be simply watching no videos and listening to your book and reading your stuff, you know. Hey, I know I joined the program, but I didn't know it was going to take all this time, bro. I got better things time, like watch Love and Hip Hop and the Basketball Wives. My time is valuable to me, brother. So you decide to stop doing your purpose. You become a cancer cell. Now, a cancer cell is a cell that's lost cellular communication with the host, a.k.a. the body. So you now decide that life is about me. Do you know that all suffering is the result of obsession of self? Let me say that again. The reason that you pissed off, you're obsessed with yourself. You ain't trying to help nobody else. Your energy ain't neutral. See, positive energy empowers. That's awesome. Negative energy disempowers. That's not awesome. But neutral? Neutral energy ensures balance, and it ensures growth. Sign me up for that program. Okay, Doc, how do I get to that program? Let's go through each one. Wealth, this is the question you got to ask. First question that you got to ask is the universe, which is yourself. You say, self, who do I have to be? That means what mental disposition do I have to maintain to be the solution to my problem? See, right now you are being the problem. What does that mean? That means now being. Dictionary.com, definition of the word being. Please. File this in your memory, write it down, look it up, never forget this. Please, being. It means existence as opposed to non-existence. Being, dictionary.com, means consciousness, conscious. So you are unconscious. Your unconscious brain, that means that you're not being spiritual because you're unconscious. So you got to be the solution to the assumed problem that you have. Do you know that the word being also means God? Don't believe me? Go to dictionary.com. Look at the definition of the word being. Then after you finish that, go down to the very bottom of the page, like I always say, where it says word origin and history of this word being. Now remember the Bible talks about I am that I am. God appeared unto Moses. He said, I am. Moses said, yo, who you be? He said, I am that I am. Being is the state or fact or existence or circumstance. Being means that I have a mental state that produces a condition or physical circumstance. So if I can maintain, that means I am wealth. So if I can maintain, the word being means I am. It means thou art. It means I am becoming. Now, God appeared unto Moses. He said, I am. That means I'm a being. He said, I have the mental disposition. But in the original text, it says, I am. And then there's a comma. I am. Now, the reason that there's a comma in the original text is so you can fill it in. So God told Moses, I am blank. I am. So he said, Moses, what do you need me to be? I'm that. Well, God, I need you to open the Red Sea for me. So God says, I am a Red Sea opener. I am. Then he said, Moses said, okay, God, I need you to go with me to Egypt. And when I throw down my staff and Pharaoh throw down his, I need my staff to turn to a snake and eat up his staff. Then God says, Moses, I am the staff that eats other staffs. I am. So God is telling you, the universe, for you non-Bible thumpers, the universe is saying, what do you need me to be? But you ain't asked. You haven't sought. You haven't knocked. The word be means I am or I will be. That is the definition of God. Now, I know for you Bible thumpers, that's contrary to your theology. Give it some time. It'll soak in. When you get tired of bumping up your head up against that brick wall and being poor, being sick, being ignorant, being in a non-toe-curling relationship, then you're going to say, you know what, I am or I will be in a toe-curling relationship. You will say, I am or I will be wealthy. I am or I will be healthy. I am or I will be wise. You will say, basically, I'm the God of wealth. I'm the God of health. I'm the God of wisdom. I'm the God of a great relationship. But what does that mean, Doc? This is what it means. It means that failure and sadness is your goal. Please write that down. Now, you should say, whoa, hold up. What are you saying, Doc? I was with you there for a minute, bro. So you telling me failure and sadness is my goal? Failure and sadness is your vibrational base. What does that mean? The devil knows, the universe knows that everything around you is energy. And it is a combination of different aspects of energy. So energy maintains different states. It can be solid, it can be liquid, it can be gas. Now it can be plasma. Four states of energy, really five. So when the energy vibrates, everything, everyone to go through certain limitations. Now the body has limitations, the mind doesn't. Let me say that again. The body has limitations. The mind doesn't. Now, when I say be sadness and be failure, what I'm saying is you have to be and do whatever you don't mind being a failure and being sad while you're doing it. Let me say that again. This is extremely important. If I was not okay with being a failure and being sad while doing blog talk shows. Now remember, 5 years I did blog talk shows and I did not charge a dime. 5 years, everything that I'm charging for right now, I did it for five, really longer than that. But like for it on the internet. Before that, before the internet even freaking came out, for you young whippersnappers, I was around when they had freaking beepers. And they had cell phones that looked like a freaking shoebox. I'm an old dude. So when I started this, I used a beeper. And the beeper would go off, and I would go pull over and find a cell phone and call the client back. That's how far I go back. So I wasn't making no money. I was a failure. So why did I keep going? Why did I keep doing this when I was a failure? Let me make sure you understand. If you cannot be the last man or the last woman standing, you will not succeed. So you need to make it okay. Because if you can stand pain, you will experience pleasure. Pain leads to pleasure. Example, when I work out, it's not very pleasant. Dressing my body. Last night I was bench pressing, I had dumbbells, and this dude came up to me and messed my workout up because this knucklehead wanted to talk. He's like, man, how old are you, dude? And I told him, he's like, man, no. He said, how long have you been benching the hundreds? Now, normally I use 120s, 130s. Now, man, y'all know what I'm talking about, dumbbells. So I got 120 pounds in my right hand, 120 pounds in my left hand, 130 pounds. Last night I had 100s. So the guy was like, man, how do you press a bench press with dumbbells, 100 pounds in each hand? How long have you been doing that? Dude, I've been doing that for about 10 years. And so he's asking me, now, it's painful, chest. But the way that your chest grows is by stretching or tearing the muscle fibers. And when they repair itself, that's how you increase your strength. You increased in your strength by burden, by stress, by putting extra pounds on your body that it can normally lift. So the body has to build new muscle cells to handle the increased pressure and weight. But you don't like pressure. You got a coping mechanism. So every time you get stressed, you flip the hell out, curse people out, and you pack your shitness and leave. That's what I do. But I want a great relationship. But I'm not willing to go under no stress. You will never be successful in life. Pain is the precursor for pleasure. So if you're going through some pain right now, praise God. You should be happy. You should hang up the phone and you should shout. Turn over a few chairs. Just make sure nobody watches. Pain is the precursor for success. So let me make sure you understand. You should ask yourself the question, what am I willing to do and fail at? And I'm going to be happy. Whatever the answer to that question is, write that down and email it to me. Please write down, what are you willing to do? And if you don't make a freaking dime, if nobody comes to your seminar, if nobody reads your book, you still going to write it. That's what I did. And I became successful. Why? Because the moment the devil know there is no carrot, there's no hoop that you're going to jump through because you cool with nobody showing up. You ain't doing it for the money. You ain't doing it for the applause. You ain't doing it to be seen. You ain't doing it to be heard. You're doing it because that's your freaking design. Find that, you will be very wealthy. Find that. See, there's something that you, some kind of exercise routine. Maybe it's tennis. It may be freaking racquetball. You would play right. I work out. People tell me all the time, dude, why you work out so hard? Why you do this? They don't think I work out. Like I've been telling you, I don't work out for the health benefits. I work out because That produces a chemical in my body that makes me feel good. The more stress I got in my life, the more times I work out in the day. Whenever I'm working out three times, and y'all, and I tell y'all, that's when y'all know that's time for pray for me. Pray for Doc. I'm going through something. Because I need more endorphins in my body, so I got to go hit the gym. Because that's prayer for me. That's meditation for me. That's like walking out in the beach, you know. That's like going out into freaking the woods and hugging some trees. That's about getting up in the middle of the night, and some fools get up and they stare off in space and they count stars. And that's therapeutic for them. Working out is therapy for me. So if I gained weight, I still would work out. If I was 100 pounds, stick skinny on my deathbed, I still would work out. So even if I fail, I'm going to work out. That's my program. That's my ticket. That's why I got four books on working out. I love it. I would do it regardless of if I ever any kind of physical gains with them. Why do I get up? Last night I was up. I mean, I had a weird, it's kind of weird night. I had a weird dream. I was up late. So why was I up till almost 4, 5, really? And then I got up at 6 to drive my work. Now my wife don't drive to work. She's not allowed to drive. She is too good to drive. Why? That's one of my things that I am doing to build my relationship. Remember, I do 5 things every day for my wife. One of those things is I don't give a rip what time. So I went to bed. I got an hour of sleep, and I'm up doing shows. I'm going to be working on my Dear Community reports. I'm doing one-on-ones. It's a regular day. Went to the gym already. Guess what I'm going to do this afternoon at about 7, 8. After the show, maybe before my show, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to the gym. Why? I want to lose weight, and I want to build muscle, and I want to, you know, check out the people. And I want to get some food to come up there and talk to me about, hey, dude, why is all you doing it? And I'm not doing it for attention. I'm doing it because that's my zen place. So the question, I need everybody that's part of the Clarinomics program, even if you ain't a part of the Clarinomics program, I need you to email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Now, this is one of the 100 benefits. I'm going to teach everybody that's part of the Clarinomics program how to ask the right questions, to embark upon the right quest, to get into a position of being that if you never make a freaking dime, do it anyway. Why? You are designed by God and the universe to do it. So think before you answer that question, because you're already doing it. What are you doing right now that you don't get paid for? I already know. Y'all know what y'all do every day? You know what you do? Especially if you're female, you know what you're doing? Taking care of people. I don't know. Well, you got kids tonight. You even got kids, you taking care of somebody else's kids. You volunteer now. You don't know this. What do you do when you go to church? I guarantee you, you're an usher or you're in the choir. You're doing something. Even if you go over there and talking to the neighbor. I've seen women go to the grocery store, strike up a conversation with a total stranger, and spend it out. I've watched my wife do it. What took you so long? I met this lady at the store. That's a lady at the Walmart that we go to. I don't know this lady. She's from Louisiana. She got that Cajun accent. Every time I go to the store, she says, hey, where my girl at? What's your name again? I don't even know her name. My wife don't even know her name. Them two fools are best friends. Why? Women. They are nurturers, and they are caregivers. They are designed that way by God. So guess what you're going to do, and you ain't going to get paid. You think my wife gets paid for all the people she talks to when she go out? Everywhere she go, she spends in the line talking to somebody. Because why? Women like to talk. And women are nurturers. So when a woman tells her problem, yeah, my little son, you know, he blah, blah, blah. Oh, girl, your son did that. Girl, my son did the same thing. I cannot believe it. Yeah, these kids are crazy. Yeah. And I just listen to them. They just start talking. Two strangers, they've known each other for years. Just met. That is what you would do, failure or not, sadness or not. You're going to do it anyway because God designed you to do it. Find that. Ask the universe, ask yourself, what am I and who am I being right now
and I'm failing at it, probably and not getting paid to do it, but I'm still doing it right there now. Whatever it is, whatever you are doing, that's your mental state. That's your being. That's your ticket. That's your niche. That's what we're going to monetize. Because now we're going to take, now see me, I've been for the underdog. Now remember, every fight I got in school, except for maybe a few of them, I never started a fight. Never. And I used to get in a fight every week, sometimes two or three times a week. I was always taking up for somebody else. I've never got into a fight as a kid because I'd say, hey, I was a bully. I wouldn't just, oh, hey, come here, dude, and just put somebody in a chokehold. Never did that. Somebody coming to say, hey, man, no, your sister, man, she runs her mouth, man. Now, this is a sister, I tell you, I love my sister to death. Every dude she's been with, they end up beating her, punching her in the mouth. Why? She's a phallic female. Now, she's my sister, and I tell every dude that she dates, my sister don't even bring the dude. She don't even tell me anymore because she already know. First thing I tell them, man, my sister don't have a turn-off switch on her mouth. She going to push your buttons. When she do, please get your stuff, get in your car, exit stage left. Oh, bro, no problem, man. I don't hate women. No, you don't understand. I'm talking about my sister. She will punch your buttons, bro. Guaranteed, she will say something to you that will make you so angry that you're going to want to take her head off before you do. Because I don't want no problem between me and you. So get in your car and leave. Every dude she dated told me, okay, no problem, bro. And almost every dude that she dated, I almost had to put a bullet in their head for beating up on my sister. Because I already know. What do you know? What do you know, brothers and sisters? That's sad. It's like, you're not going to change. Find that. You have to find, you have to ask the question, what would I be? Or what would I love to do every day, even if I was failing? Please write that down. What would I love to fail at? Are you serious? I never understood the power of that question until about 4 or 5 months ago when I started preparing the Cleonomics. Because the Bible says, in my weakness, he is made strong. Oh, shiznits. So I'm supposed to be actually doing the thing that I'm bad at. That's why I got 50 books, because I'm a freaking functional illiterate. Never learned how to read and write, but I got 50 books. Can you explain that to me, please? If you can explain how the hell I got 50 books, I have to use dictionary.com to get the correct pronunciation of words before I say it, because I don't want to look like an idiot in front of you guys. That's why I always have dictionary.com pulled up, and I go through in my head, and before I say a word, I pray it to myself so I can get the correct pronunciation for it. I'm not talking about Greek and Hebrew. I'm talking about English. Give me a medical journal. I'm going to look at you like you on drugs because I'm a failure in the area of grammar, but yet I'm a didactic teacher who teaches grammar. What the hell? And I get paid. I get paid to fail. That's your niche, brother. That's your niche, sister. When you find the thing that you love it, but you're no good at it, that's your niche. Now, I know you're trying to do like I did. You're trying to find things you're good at, the best at. See, that's why I went into physical fitness. I went into physical fitness because I can pretty much outlift anybody in the gym. Back in my heyday, I could take my shirt off, and I may not have the mass as everybody else, but I had the six-pack. I was ripped. Hey, I got more digits than anybody in the gym. So I figured, hey, that's my niche. So I started doing frequencies. I started doing boot camps. I became a general manager at Full Life Health and Fitness. Hey, I was making $5,000 a month in a paid apartment and a paid company car back in the freaking 90s when $5,000 a month was big money. I was bawling. Y'all had no idea. And what I get paid to do? Go to the gym, take my shirt off. That's all I did. I would still be doing it if the gym hadn't closed down. God was like, we got to get this fool out of here. He will not find his purpose. So the enemy is using that against you. The enemy has got you doing what you're good at. I just want you to do what you suck at because you can't get no glory. See, when somebody say, hey, Doc, how you write 50 books? I don't know, doubt. It's just like you go ask, hey, Shaquille O'Neal, how did you get to be 7 feet tall, dog? What diet did you do? What exercise routine? What mantra that you said that made you 7 foot tall and look like a freaking caveman? Go ask Shaquille O'Neal, what did he do to get that big? You know what he's going to tell you? Nothing. He's a failure that turned his failure into his successes. You got to do the same thing. So in closing, the question that you got to ask. So instead of asking yourself, okay, how do I get rich? Instead of asking the question, how do I get healthy? Instead of asking the question, how do I find a man? Or how do I find a good woman? Or, man, how do I find the truth? Ask yourself this question. What do I love so much that I don't care if I ever find the truth? For me, it's esoteric knowledge. I love reading non-canonized books. I'm not interested in finding out the truth. I don't really care at this point in the game if I even know the truth. I don't care if Jesus is God or if he ain't God. I've said this on many, many occasions. When I pray like this. I don't care what the truth is. I just want to know it. I don't give a damn who God is and who he ain't. And then my job, that's over my pay grade. That's outside of my pay grade. I just want to make sure that whoever the God is that brings about wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, whoever controls that, I'm talking to you. I don't know your name. I don't know where you're from. I don't know if your double was expanded to the north, the south. I don't know if you're in the Bible or if you're not in the Bible. In fact, I could care less because why? I'm neutral. I ain't for you. I ain't against you because I didn't write this universe, man. I didn't make it. I just showed up here. So I don't know who's running the show. And I don't care. Not at this game. I got a really good idea. And I've broken it down. I've done the research. But guess what? People ask me, yeah, man, well, who do you believe in, brother? Are you a Christian? No. Are you a Buddhist? No. Are you an atheist? No. Are you a Luciferian? No. Are you a Kabbalist? No. Are you a Perennialist? No. Sufis? No. Well, dudes, who do you pray to? I pray to the Big G. Who's that? I have no idea. Don't you want to know who the Big G is? No. Because if the Big G want to make himself known, I'm sure he could show up at my house and say, yo, Will, this is me, dog. I'm the Big G. And I'm sure he can make himself known. Now, until that day happens, he will be the Big G to me. He don't exist on this planet. I know that much. Now, that's a failure mechanism. That's not successful. Because everybody else, they need labels. Because men got to put stuff in boxes. I am neutral. I don't need the box. That's why I don't live in one. I don't need no label. Y'all can call me Brother Will. You can call me Short Black Man. You can call me whatever. I'm not attached to no labels. Care if people call me Doc? I don't care if people call me Brother. I don't care if you call me Master Teacher 33. I don't care if you call me Homie. I don't care if you call me Dude. I don't even care if you call me the N-word. Doesn't affect me. I am not attached. I have no positive or negative reaction. You cannot control me, brother. People been trying for years. My own wife get pissed off. See, my wife get pissed off at me because I don't react. My children get pissed off. Dad, my daughter called me. Dad, my, you know, blah, 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 did this, that, and the other, and what you going to do? That's your boyfriend, ain't it? Yeah, Dad, but he, okay, yeah, y'all work it out. Let me know what happens. You need a place to stay. I got a room. Did he hit you? Well, no, he didn't hit you. He didn't hit me, but, you know, he talked to me crazy, and he did this. Okay, cool. That's your man. That's your boyfriend, not mine. So why are you calling me? Well, I just thought you would be more sensitive, Dad, and more understanding. Oh, I understand. I'm sensitive. You my daughter. Did he hit you? No, Dad, he didn't hit you. So he didn't touch you, right? No, he didn't. Okay. But don't you want to talk to him? Nope. I want to talk to him. You get done? I got a show to do. My children get a little upset. Why? Neutral. The devil don't want you to be neutral, brother. He don't want you to be neutral because he can't control you. So I'm way over time. Why? I'm doing something that I love. And whether or not somebody tunes into this blog talk show, I'm still going to do one. Why? I love it. I'm not doing it to get an audience. I'm doing it to express my purpose. When you can answer the question, what would you be or who would you be and what would you do
that you love every day, even if you was a failure and if it made you feel sad. You still would do it. Whatever that answer to that question is, please email me there at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That is one, just one, of the 100 benefits of Clarinomics. Again, I'm going to be doing a live seminar here in San Antonio. I'm going to produce it on the webinar and audio to talk about what we're talking about today, and I'm going to go through two books. One that has not even been released yet. I'm working on it right now, and I'm going to express, expose, and expand the benefits to the world. Why? So I can reach, this is part of my role of reaching my goal of having 25 people pay me $5,000 in 2017. What is your goal and what is your role that you are doing? And whether you fail or succeed, you're going to do it anyway. So whether I get 25 people in 2017 or not, guess what? I'm still doing the seminar. I'm still writing my books. I'm still doing my blog talk shows. I'm still doing it, bro. I'm still doing it, sister. Why? Because I love it, and it's a part of who I am and who God has designed me to be. Who are you, and who did God design you to be? What will you love to do? What do you love to do and that you're going to do anyway, whether you get paid or not? Whatever that is, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. My brothers and my sisters, I am the one and only Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. just call me homeboy. Call me whatever you want to call me. It doesn't matter. You're not going to get a reaction out of me. The God that I know, the name that everybody calls him, is Yahuwah. Whether that's accurate or not, don't know, don't care. His son, they say his name Yahushua. Whether that is accurate or not, don't know, don't care. He has a ruling disposition, a frequency or a wave of vibration that's called the Ruach in the Hebrew and the Pneuma in the Greek or the neocortex in biology. Whether that is true or not, don't know, don't care. I got some pretty good evidence that means that tells me that it's true. That's why I use it. But if somebody comes up with some more evidence that tells me that it's not true, I'm going to still sleep like a baby at night. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Doesn't matter, you better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance. you're still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.